USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Iota has made landfall in Central America as a Category 4 storm. Iota made landfall on the northeastern coast of Nicaragua, bringing sustained winds near 150 miles an hour. The National Weather Service says Iota's landfall was just 15 miles south of the location where Hurricane Eta landed just 2 weeks ago. Forecasters are warning of flash flooding and landslides expected across portions of Central America as Iota moves inland. The hand recounts of ballots continues in Georgia with Monday's discovery of a number of previously uncounted ballots. 2,600 ballots were found in Floyd County that had not been tallied. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting computer system. Raffensperger tells Fox News the recount will be completed on time.
All going as planned. Many of the counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to get vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
Moderna says they plan to apply for FDA emergency approval in the next few weeks as its late-stage trials conclude. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Peru's Congress has selected a new leader one day after the interim president of the country stepped down. Francisco Sagasti was overwhelmingly chosen Monday to lead the South American country that's been plunged into a political crisis in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. 1 week ago, Peru's Congress removed President Martin Vizcarra for allegedly receiving bribes. That move set up a week of protests that culminated Sunday with the resignation of Manuel Moreno, the speaker of Peru's Congress who had been appointed into the presidential role. It's unclear how soon Sagasti will be sworn into office. Providing another coronavirus relief package and keeping the government open are the two most pressing issues facing a returning Congress. Tim Berg has the latest from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone.
Government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.